Hey everybody, this is Random Chatterings episode 25.5. I'm Arlo Rodriguez. Today we'll be talking about my parents' unhealthy obsession with soccer and how I eventually caught the bug. Scenario. You are an 8-year-old boy who has curly hair and like to pull on ponytails for whatever fucking reason. I don't know what turns you on, but whatever. So you're Someone kicks the ball, it lands at your feet. You look at it for a second. You look up. 5 young prepubescent boys rush towards you. Your only choice is to kick. Kick in the right direction. Kick towards a teammate. Kicked away from the other players. Do something that makes sense. You close your eyes and you just kick as hard as you can. The kick nicks the ball a couple of inches. Teammates are yelling at you. Why do you suck so much at soccer? You're pathetic. What is wrong with you? You're at this unfortunate position where you suck at soccer. Everybody else loves soccer. And you just want to get off the field and run all the way back home. Unfortunately, when you do get home, there's a soccer game on the TV. Your parents are glued to the screen, and at the occasional time when the goal is about to happen, their shoulders are hunched up, their fists are tightened, and they just keep shaking themselves and saying, "Go! Go! Go! Go!" And, well, you just don't want to deal with all this. So you just go in your room, close the door, you start pulling up your drawing book, and you want to draw a little bit, but it turns out that the game is so fucking loud that you can't even hear yourself drawing on paper. My mom, during every single game, especially during the U.S. games, because she loves the U.S. Her nationalistic pride for the U.S., I think, is like any other person. Gary can barely concentrate on his homework when there's a U.S. soccer game going on. And I think recently there was a game against Mexico, it was the U.S. versus Mexico, and that was pretty close. I actually wasn't there to see that game because I think I had to go to a play. But man, that game, I imagine my mom must have just been cheering her heart out. But like, think about how appropriate it is to yell and holler outside when there's other people joining you and then doing the same thing but in a compressed room where it feels like your voice is echoing throughout the whole place. And sometimes it can be very, very overwhelming. Understandably overwhelming. And my brother, bless him, he doesn't get what it's all about. And I didn't get it what it was all about for a long time either, because I just thought this was just a game where you just be loud and obnoxious, and the game itself just seemed to just kind of drag on. It's one of the few games that doesn't have a lot of commercial breaks. I mean, they have 45 minutes, then the halftime, and then another 45 minutes. And he was thinking, where's the interest? I don't get it. I don't get what this is all about. Cue the 2006 FIFA World Cup. At this point, my summers were relatively boring. I didn't do anything. I played video games. And because my summers were so boring, and because I'm so different from my parents, it felt like there was nothing that we could connect to. Or there wasn't really anything that we could share. Except soccer. And at some point, I started joining them. I just started sitting next to them. And maybe at first I just kind of just looked at the screen and wondered, all right, let's just bob our heads back and forth and everything will be cool. But then at some point I really started getting into it. I really, really started liking what I was doing. And in the same way that I think that your taste buds starts to transition, that you hate tomatoes and you hate onions for a long time, and then just one day you just eat a tomato, you eat an onion, and you realize this is the most delicious thing. It's the perfect complement for a bunch of foods, and now I'm getting ahead of myself. But in that same way, slowly but surely, I was becoming a soccer fanatic. Maybe it was out of necessity and out of survival, because this was the only way I could connect to my parents. I know that they've been trying to pressure me into doing a job I would not want to do, like being a doctor, being a lawyer. And I just liked things that they did not like. I don't remember what those things were, but every time we had the World Cup going on, it would be so exciting just to say I'm cheering for Spain, or I'm cheering for Germany, or I'm cheering for... My dad always cheers for his country, El Salvador, because, I don't know, he's from El Salvador, so I guess that makes sense. But he cheered for that team. My mom would cheer for the U.S. I'd cheer for the U.S. if they weren't playing against Spain or whatever. And that's the way it went. And I remember in particular the 2010 World Cup was mostly, it was the Vuvuzela year. That was like the, I don't know if you remember it, but it sounds like something like that, I think. I don't remember. That might not be right. And I watched the 2014 World Cup. My parents are separated now, so now I had to kind of jump back and forth like between houses so we could see the games together. And it's kind of crazy to imagine that something that seemed so aggressive, something that seemed so violent, something that seemed so intimidating would become something that we could share. I think maybe it's because both of my parents have mellowed out, even though even today my mom still yells at her soccer game. But I think that was enough so that we could relax our guard a little bit and just enjoy a good old game of soccer. And that was how I became a fan of soccer. This has been Random Chatterings. Thanks for listening.